Shut up and sit down. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Houston Astros Baseball. It's Sunday night, the 23rd, or you could just call it Monday morning, the 24th. So let's go with some Astros news to start off this podcast. The Astros win Sunday afternoon, I was going to say today, 6-2 to complete the sweep of the Angels. Yuli Gurriel stays hot. The magic number lowers. Charlie Morton left today's game for shoulder soreness for precautionary reasons. The Astros sell out the final home game of the regular season, and the World Series replica ring giveaway was a big factor in that, I'm sure. And Lance McCullers, I read this yesterday, he is back with the team. He feels healthy, and he could pitch as early as Monday out of the bullpen. So let's go to Sunday's game. Charlie Morton gets the start. He did leave the game, like I said. He pitched the first inning. He gave up a hit and a run, and he had two strikeouts. Valdez took over for him, and he went six innings, one run on three hits. He had two walks and nine strikeouts, so a great outing for Valdez. He did give up one run, and that was on a solo home run. So let's get to the scoring. Top of the first, the Angels score on a wild pitch to Simmons, who ended up grounding out. So the play was challenged by the Astros, and it was upheld. So the Angels go up 1-0. So possibly, if it wasn't for the wild pitch, the run might not have scored. But you can't say what would have happened and what wouldn't have. But there was a chance that score wouldn't have happened. So the Astros answer back in the bottom of the first. Altuve with a leadoff walk. Springer had the day off. Yuli with one out hits a two-run homer in the Crawford boxes. And that gives the Astros a 2-1 lead. Marwin with a two-out double. And Evan Gattis comes up. RBI single. 3-1 Houston. In the bottom of the third, Bregman gets a single. Tyler White hit by a pitch, and Marwin comes up, RBI single. That brings in Bregman, 4-1 Astros. Bottom of the fifth, Yuli and the Shark both get a single. Marwin hits into a double play, but Yuli moves to third. Evan Gattis comes up again, another RBI single, 5-1 Astros. El Oso Blanco taking advantage of the playing time that he's been given. And I think he's possibly saving himself for a spot on the roster. In the top of the sixth, I believe the guy's name is Briseno. I'm not sure how to say his name, but he got a solo home run off of Valdez. And like I said, that was the only run that he allowed. That made it 5-2. In the bottom of the seventh, with two outs, Tyler White got a single, Marwin walked, and Gattis comes up with his third single of the day. Josh Reddick comes up, bases loaded with two outs, and he draws the walk, 6-2 Astros. Tyler White comes in to score. I think, actually, Miles Straw pinch ran for him there. So Straw came in to score. So 6-2 Astros. Top of the eighth, McHugh comes in. He replaces Valdez. Three up, three down, two strikeouts. Will Harris comes in, gets two ground outs, and then I was at the game live, and I recorded the final out, and I wanted to share that with you right now. Welcome to Houston Astros Baseball. We are live at Minute Maid Park for the final out of the game. Astros up 6-2. Will Harris in the game. Here Here was the pitch. Grounder to Marwin. Throws him out. Astros win the game. 6-2. Sweep the Angels. That's it. Okay, so the Astros win 6-2. The Angels get 2 runs on 4 hits, and they commit 1 error. Houston, 6 runs on 12 hits. Yuli Gurriel, like I said, he stays hot. He went 2-for-5 with that 2-run homer, gave him 2 more RBIs. That was 10 RBIs in the series with the Angels with 3 home runs, if I'm correct. Tyler White went 2-for-3 today. Marwin Gonzalez went 2-for-3. And Evan Gattis, 3-for-3 with those 2 RBIs, 5 hits in the last 2 games. Okay, so the Astros go to 98-57. They are now 4.5 games ahead of Oakland, who lost to the Twins today, 5-1. And like I said, the magic number lowers. The magic number for the Astros to clinch the AL West is now 3. So, I did end up going to the game today, as you can tell by recording it. There was a lot of people there. Like I said, it was a sellout. It was long lines to get in, long lines at the concession, walking around. It was just totally congested. I ended up buying my tickets. I set my alarm to wake me up early, and I bought some tickets at 8 in the morning. I went and woke up Sadie, and I said, let's go. I struck the deal, and we took off. I got to the game when it just started, and I believe right when I sat down, it was the top of the first when they were reviewing that tag out at home, but I really didn't know what was going on at the time. So we're there at the game, and my wife sends me a text, and she says she wants to see the ring, and I told her I haven't opened it yet, and she said, so what? I want to see it. So I did open it up and take a picture for her, and when I opened that box up, I was very happy with my decision to go to the game, and I feel like it was worth it. It's a very beautiful ring, and they did a great job, and I can't believe that they gave that many of those away. So Mark Yu, a loyal listener and a sometimes contributor, although he's slacking off lately, he said it was worth it. If you go to the game and get a ring, it is worth it. And Mark Yu, you were totally correct. I'm totally happy with my decision. So Monday, the Astros start a series in Toronto. The Blue Jays are 71-85. Dallas Keuchel gets the start on Monday. The last time out, he went 5 innings and he gave up 5 runs on 6 hits in a 9-0 loss to Seattle. He will be facing Marco Estrada, who is 7-13 with a 5.57 ERA. He did go 6 innings and only give up 1 hit in his last outing. However, it was against Baltimore. So we'll see what happens. Tuesday, Josh James gets his 3rd start of the season. He is 1-0 with a 2.81 ERA. Last time out, he gave up 4 hits in 5 1/3 innings in a win against Seattle. And he will be facing, I don't know how to say this guy's name, but it's Sam Gavaglio. Not really sure. So he is 3-8 with a 5.18 ERA. So that's 2 guys in a row with a plus 5 ERA. He has given up 2 runs in each of his last 2 starts. So that could be an improvement. But I think I read that he hasn't lasted very long. And so we'll see what happens. So both of those games are evening games. And Wednesday, the game is at 3. And neither team has announced a starter. It both says to be determined on both of the projected starting pitchers. So Oakland starts a series tomorrow against Seattle. They go on the road to Seattle. So we will be rooting for the Mariners these next 3 days. So I wanted to look up some stats real quick. So first, I looked up Yuli Gurriel. I just looked at September. He's played 18 games in September, and he has only went hitless in two of those games. So he's doing very good. 5 home runs and 20 RBIs. He's batting 352 in September. And when I was watching the game, I saw Alex Bregman's stats. And I noticed they were the same. So anyway, I'll tell you what I'm trying to get here. So he has 0 home runs, 0 doubles, 0 RBIs since September 12th when he got a double and 2 RBIs to reach that milestone. And his average has dipped from 296 to 288. I'm not saying anything bad about him. He just hasn't added to those stats. He did get a single in each of the last 3 games, so he's not going anywhere. He is still one of our best players. It's great to see him being good this year. It's nice to see Yuli getting hot, and Gattis looks good. Tyler White looks good. Everybody, Marwin's picking it up. Everybody's picking it up right now at the right time. Even Altuve. He did a good job of, beating out a single by running fast. And, you know, he had the knee problem, so it was really good to see him scooting down to first base like that. So everyone looks good. Not sure if Springer was out today because of an injury or rest or whatever, but either way, they handled business without him. Then I wanted to look at the pitching. I was thinking, Roberto Osuna has been doing really well. So in September, he is 7-for-7 in save opportunities, 8 2/3 inning. He has given up 2 runs on 4 hits, and he has a 2.08 ERA. Another person I wanted to look at was Presley. This guy has pitched 9 games in September, 7 1/3 inning, 5 hits, no runs, a 0 ERA. August 10th was the last time that Presley has allowed a run. I'm scared to say his name. I know it's Ryan, but for some reason I feel like it's wrong. I'm going to go with it. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Ryan Presley has not allowed a run since August the 10th. So I look back even further on Presley. He has pitched 23 games with the Houston Astros, and he has given up 2 runs. So you got your closer, and Presley should be the 8th inning guy, the setup man, whatever you want to call it. So the Astros, with the best rotation in baseball, just get us to that 8th inning, and we will give a lot of teams some trouble. I think we are built to win the World Series. We're built for the playoffs, and everybody's playing good. I like our chances to repeat. It's going to be an awesome, awesome playoffs. And I do like the Astros' chances. So anyway, that is this episode. Astros and Blue Jays started off tomorrow. Oakland at Seattle. Astros baseball, 4.5 lead over Oakland. That's this episode. I really do appreciate everyone for listening, and we'll see you next time on Houston Astros Baseball.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.